Brock, your second start was against New England last year. How much of a better quarterback are you now than you were then?
Oh, wow. I feel like I'm a much better quarterback. I feel like, you know, going back to my second career start all the way to now, you know, I feel like I've grown in leaps and bounds. You know, just understanding how to manage an NFL game, you know, how to operate a game plan, how to prepare during the week, how to be a great teammate. So I feel like, you know, I've grown a lot since that start.
Is it an advantage for you having played against them, and is it an advantage for them having a game against you?
I'm sure, yeah, a little of both. Certainly, you know, Coach Belichick, I'm sure, is going to go back and look at that tape of our game last year. And, you know, obviously, you know, he knows how I play. And then from my perspective, having a game played against the New England Patriots, and obviously there's a few new pieces, but for the most part, it's the same defense. I think it gives me a huge help moving into this week, especially with it being a short week. You know, we don't have a ton of time to watch film, to game plan, to practice. So for me to have a little bit of experience playing against them, I think will be a big help.
When you signed, the Texans said this, and then Belichick said it today, you took some shots, you hung in there, you kept looking down the field. What do you remember about that game when it came to some shots you took?
I remember they didn't feel good on Monday and Tuesday. you know, that's just part of the game. You know, standing in the pocket, keeping your eyes down the field, and delivering the football to your receiver, that's part of the job title, and hits go with that. So, you know, the one thing I do remember is, you know, obviously New England has a little bit of a blitz package on third down. And that's something that I'm going to go back and look at, you know, my game from last year with Denver when we played them, and really look at it and say, you know, how could I be better in protection? Was there something that maybe I could have done to eliminate some of those hits?
A lot of people talk about the successful partnership between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now that you're in that position with O'Brien, what do you think fosters that kind of relationship?
Well, you know, I think time is certainly probably one of the biggest things, that goes with a head coach and quarterback relationship. You know, I don't think relationships are something that can be forced. They have to grow over time organically. And, you know, the one thing I can say is I love coming to work every single day in this building and being coached by Coach O'Brien. You know, he's very passionate. He loves the game. He studies the game. Very intelligent and certainly just from my short time with Coach O'Brien, he's made me a much better football player.
He said the first time you guys talked, when that first day you met, you guys talked for about an hour. What stood out, you know, about that conversation to you, and how did that kind of start this building this relationship?
You know, the first thing that jumps out is really what I just said. It's his passion for the game. He loves this game. You know, he loves it so much. And, you know, you can really see it because every single day he approaches it that not only does he want to coach, he wants to coach everybody. You know, he wants to get everybody in this building better. And, you know, I think that's a great attribute to have in your head coach.
Brock, can you talk about the challenges of getting ready for a Belichick coach team on the road in a short week?
Well, it's a huge challenge. And, like you said, on a short week. You know, anytime you play the New England Patriots, you know it's going to be a challenge. And then when you add in the factor that it's on the road and it's on a short week, it's an extra big challenge. So we know what we're facing. We're facing an extremely talented football team that has won a ton of football games in the recent past. And the one thing I can tell you is I know our football team is very excited to go up there and face that challenge and get this game started.
How helpful is it for you to have a head coach who's a former quarterback's coach?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's a big help. You know, anytime you have a coach who's either played the position or has coached the position for a number of years, I think they're able to relate to you a little bit better than maybe somebody who's, you know, never played the position or never coached the position. Maybe they're a first-year quarterback coach. So between Coach O'Brien and Coach Godsey, you know, I really feel like they've been in my shoes before. So we're really able to relate and have really good football conversations.
And then does O'Brien ever mention to you what he picked up from working so closely with Brady over those years?
You know, every once in a while we have those conversations. You know, I was extremely fortunate to spend four seasons with Peyton Manning and you know, watch one of the greatest ever to play this game, how he approached the game on a daily basis. And I was able to pull so much from that. And I know Coach O'Brien spent a lot of time with Tom Brady. Once again, one of the greatest ever to play that position. So I want to know everything he knows from Brady. So we have those conversations, it seems like every couple days or so. And either I'm asking a question or he's telling me something that he pulled from him. Well, certainly injuries are a part of the game. You know, it's a very tough sport. It's a very physical sport. But you never want to see anybody get hurt, you know, whether that be on your team or the opposing team. You know, you want everybody to be able to play hard, play at, you know, their highest level and stay healthy. So, you know, you never wish anyone to have an injury.
New England's a team where if you're in the red zone, you got to find a way to score. You got to get, you know, into the end zone. And I asked you yesterday about, you know, the red zone. You said you had to look at the film. Looking back at the film, what do you think you guys can be better at in the red zone area?
Yeah, you know, I think it starts with me. You know, I think it starts with decision making. You know, a lot of times Coach Godsey is giving me run pass options. You know, so it starts with me first of all getting the team into the correct play. And then, you know, say it's a pass, for example, it's me making the correct decision and, you know, throwing the football where it needs to go. So, you know, you're exactly right. When you play a great team like the New England Patriots, you know, you can only kick so many field goals and stay in the game. So we know we need to score touchdowns this week, and I really think it starts with me just playing better in the red zone.
With the relationship that you've built with Will through offseason, I know you've talked about through practices and things like that. He's obviously had a great start. Third game, are you just when you get on the field, do you get excited to see what he's going to do as well?
Absolutely. You know, every single time we play, I'm excited to see what this entire football team is going to do. You know, we have a boatload of talent on the offensive side of football. You know, very exciting, skilled guys. You know, that really make the game fun to watch and for me to play. You know, I'm throwing and handing the ball off to a lot of talented football players. And then, obviously, what our defense is doing right now and our special teams, like I said, I'm excited to watch the entire football team play every single week.
Is a short week, is it more mental now? I mean, just trying to cram it all in mentally?
Absolutely. You know, anytime you have this Thursday night game, one, it's about getting your body to recover. So you're doing a lot of body work trying to get ready for that short turnaround. And then you're exactly right. It's a huge mental challenge. You know, you're not really going to have any physical reps during the week. You're really not going to practice. You're just going to have a bunch of walkthroughs. And so you really need to focus in the meeting room. You need to, you know, when you go home at night, your studies need to be sharp. And you really just try to maximize your mental preparation time on the short week. Yeah, you know, that's a tough question. You know, I think it really just boils down to just keep handing the ball off. You know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, the run game, it takes time to get going. You know, you're not going to just hand the ball off in the first quarter and going to have a ton of explosive gains. The one thing I do know is we have a great offensive line. We have talented running backs. And so I think we just need to keep giving those guys the ball, and eventually some of those are going to pop.